Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are on day 26 in our journey through a devotional study of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. What incredible truths, what incredible revelations of the person of Jesus Christ, and what incredible revelations of who we are now that we are in Christ. Now, our theme today is avoiding legalisms. And we're going to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 through 17. And Paul says, "Let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the reality is of Christ." Now, I want to read that also in the NIV. Sometimes different translations can give you, the Paul was writing originally in the Greek language, and different translations can give a different shade of understanding and sometimes insight that can be very helpful. So in the NIV, it reads, "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." So he's obviously referring to Old Testament Jewish festivals and dietary laws, which Paul says were shadows of things that to come, but the reality is now found, the fulfillment, the reality is now found in Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing how Paul brings everything back to Jesus? He really is the first, the last, the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the all and the all. Wow. You know, I suspect that we all begin our Christian walk with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following him in simple faith. And as is probably the case with some of you, I will confess that later along the way, I began trying to perfect myself by imposing rules and regulations on myself. By making vows to God, I put myself under a strict regimen of praying, fasting, eating, and drinking. One year, I even fasted Christmas Day. I guess I thought this would really impress God. The lifestyle I had adopted is known as religious legalism, and it can be deadly. My self-imposed discipline did not lead to maturity, but to great spiritual bondage and pain, because I made vows to God about how I was going to fast and pray and all of this. And it came to the place where I was doing this, not because I wanted to, but because I was afraid not to, because I had vowed to God that this is how I was going to live. Thank God he enabled me to continue in his word, where I discovered the truth and the truth made me free. And that is another story that I don't have the time to go in here today. But I want to just, I'm making this point about religious legalism, that we have to not allow ourselves to fall into religious legalisms. We must walk in peace and holiness and faith and freedom every day with our eyes fixed on Jesus, just committed to follow him in the way that he leads us. You see, religious legalism can come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, and sincere believers are particularly susceptible. Legalism may be defined as taking a relative truth and making it an absolute truth. For example, the Bible teaches that we should dress modestly in a way that honors God, whom we claim to serve. This is a relative truth that will be expressed differently by different individuals and cultures. Legalism, however, takes this relative truth and imposes strict rules and regulations on everyone, leaving no room for individual taste and preferences. I knew of they would have considered themselves a holiness church many, many years ago in North Texas. They actually became so legalistic, they put a sign, a notice at the front, at the entrance of their church, that women, that their dresses had to be a certain length and different. There was a whole list of regulations related to dress. Now, yes, my friends, as Christians, we're to dress modestly and in a way that honors the Lord whom we serve. But this is a relative truth that will be expressed differently through different people. There is room for individual freedom and individual taste. And so, again, legalism is taking a relative truth and turning it in to an absolute truth, that it has to be just like this. Now, liberalism, on the other hand, may be defined as taking an absolute truth and making it a relative truth. An example would be taking the absolute truth of Jesus being the only way to God and making him only one of many paths to God. That's liberalism. That's taking an absolute truth and making it a relative truth. And again, legalism is the very opposite. It takes a relative truth and makes it an absolute truth. Now, it appears that the Colossians had fallen into a form of religious legalism, attempting to perfect themselves by coming under certain dietary laws and by observing certain Old Testament feasts, festivals, and Sabbaths. The reference to Sabbaths indicates that these are indeed Jewish dietary laws and Old Testament feasts and holy days that false teachers are trying to impose on them and tell them if they really want to be close to God, if they really want to be real Christians and really accepted by God, you've got to do all of these things. They're bringing them into bondage. Now, for Paul, there is no problem with Jewish believers in the Messiah continuing to be Jewish and keeping all the Jewish festivals and customs and so on. But what he will not allow is Jewish believers imposing their cultural regulations and observances on the Gentile believers. And the Colossian church would have been primarily and maybe completely a Gentile church. In verse 16, Paul insists that the Colossian believers maintain their freedom in these matters and not allow anyone to pass judgment on them. Wow. It is interesting how Paul keeps pointing the Colossians back to Christ as the answer to all their problems and needs. In this situation, he points out that all of these regulations and festivals are Old Testament shadows of which Christ is the reality and the fulfillment. They all find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Since they have the reality of Christ, why would they want to go back to the shadows, which only represent the fullness which they have already received? Well, we too must avoid looking for a path of maturity other than Jesus himself. We must continue our journey the way we began, in simple faith, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following him wherever he leads. We must stay out of the shadows and walk in the reality that is found only in a life centered in Jesus Christ. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. There's a bookstore there. There are articles there. My books are also available on Amazon. And if I can be a blessing to you, if I can pray for you, stand with you in faith for any need, I'll be glad to pray personally with you. Just send me an email. My email address is there on my website. or you can message me through Facebook, and I'll be glad to stand with you in prayer and believe God for whatever it is that you need to see happen in your life. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.